Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, Mr. Dennis, I missed your call.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Nesto.
Hey, I was just about to send you an email. Well, good to be back in touch. It's been a while since we spoke. I've been really busy, to be honest with you, and been going to school, too, so it's affected a little bit of my time, but I wanted to touch base with you guys. I think the last time all we needed was just to get one bank statement from you guys, and we would have been good to go.
Well, at that time, I think you said we needed 50%, and I went on and did something else with the money. I was thinking that we can get the whole thing done, but he wants $110,000 for that bus.
Yeah.
So, and if I trade my bus in, that would have been $50,000 left, but it's like he don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Well, I mean, I could do a working capital loan for you guys. It's probably going to be around, $20,000. It's good to have just have in your back pocket because it's a renewable source of funds. So if you ever need to, if you want to do some marketing or buy some inventory or hire someone or something like that, you already have that loan established and you can always just reuse it if you need to.
So I wonder where the cash be available.
Well, I need to get the loan underwritten, but I could have it to you by the end of the week.
Okay. So what I got to do now?
Well, let me look at your file real quick and see what the most recent bank statement was that I had. And
You just tell them and just say, hey, we was going to do it, but you've been busy. Put it off on yourself.
Hey, I got no problem doing that. it looks like, so I needed your May bank statement last time. So I have April and June. So April, May, June, July, August, September. I'm going to need, I'll need your May, July, August, and September bank statements.
Okay. All right.
So May, July, and August, September bank statements. And I have your, did I ever get your tax return? I need your most recent tax return too. I need to get that too. Yeah, just your most recent business tax return for the salon, and your May, July, August, and September bank statements, and I'll be good to go.
Well, if he do 50%, if y'all, you say, what is it, 50-50, what you say?
Yeah, you need to put 50% down, but I wasn't even talking about the bus. This would just be a different loan for your business. It would just be a cash loan. You can use the money however you need to. If you're still looking to get the bus, we could do that.
Okay.
I mean, that's up to you if you want to still get the bus. Otherwise, I can give you the cash, and we can try to figure something out after that if you want.
Okay. All right. So you need bank statements. All right. Let me get on that today. I got on today. We'll probably get an email to you the first thing tomorrow. Shoot me an email again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot it. I'm writing an email right now. Items needed. All right. Yeah, I'll get it to you right now, buddy.
All right, so now on the bus, let's keep it one more. Can you finance that bus again?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can as long as you have. It's a tough one because, for example, if I know you're using the bus and you're going to be making the bus, you'll be using the bus to travel around and cut people's hair and do celebrities and stuff like that. So I know that you'll make money. But for example, I have to make my underwriters make sense of that because typically, if I do a loan for a semi truck, obviously they know they're going to be picking up trailers full of items and they're going to be dropping those off at warehouses and stuff like that and businesses, and they know they're going to make money that way. So
okay, so is it easy to get semis?
It's easier to get semis, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, but you have to have
CDL?
Yeah, do you have a CDL and all that good stuff?
I can get somebody who got CDL.
Yeah, well, it'd have to be attached to someone that's attached to the business themselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're commercial bank, so it's going to have to be done all on the business itself.
Okay, but, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So, the paper trail is going to all lead back to the business when it's all said and done, so.
Okay. Well, I know you don't have to have CDLs when you're doing a private event. You don't have to have CDLs.
Yeah, you wouldn't need a CDL for the actual bus, right?
Yeah. So it's the same thing with a truck, too. It's the same.
What's something I can? It's something I can definitely look into. I want to look into it and see if I can get it done for you. And you won't lose out of any money if it doesn't go through. I mean, if it doesn't go through, then we'll obviously get your money back. But yeah, I think the next thing to do is just get the working capital loan done, get you some funds, and then see what we can gather up and what you can put down on it, and then kind of go from there.
Okay. All right. Send me the email.
All right, buddy.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. So you too. Appreciate it.